ప్రభుపతి వాసుదేవాయ
Ta-da!
The original soul.
Bhagavan.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Ishvara.
The controller.
Avya.
Without deteriorating.
Pragya.
Inner.
Atma Swarupena.
By his original constitutional position as the super soul.
Drishya Rupena.
By his visible form.
Chan.
Also.
Vam.
Personally.
Vyapya.
Pervading.
Vyapaka.
All pervading.
Nidesha.
To be described.
He.
Certainly.
Anidesha,
not to be described,
because of
fine subtle existence.
Anihavita,
without differentiation.
Kevala,
only.
Anubhavanandarupa,
whose form is blissful and full of knowledge.
Rameshava,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
The Supreme Ruler.
By Maya.
The illusory energy.
Antapita.
Covered.
Aishwarya.
Whose unlimited opulence.
He is a.
He's mistaken as.
Gunatargaya.
The interaction of the material world of nature.
Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller, who is infallible and indefatigable, is present in different forms of life, from the inert living beings, Savara, such as the plant, to Brahma, the foremost created living being. He is also present in the varieties of material creations, and in the material elements, the social material energy, and the modes of material nature. As well as the unmanifested material nature and the false ego. Although he is one, he is present everywhere, and he is also the transcendental super soul, the cause of all causes, who is present as the observer in the cores of the hearts of all living entities. He is indicated as that which is pervaded, and as the all-pervading super soul, but actually he cannot be indicated. He is changeless and undivided. He is simply perceived as the Supreme Satchidananda, eternity, knowledge, and bliss. Being covered by the curtain of the external energy, to the atheist, he appears non-existent.
So this is the description of the absolute truth. You can explain in your own way. Stand up. This is that. The absolute truth explanation.
Absolute truth?
Yes, you can explain in your scientific
way. You both said that.
Stand up and sit. They will be glad to hear.
We make a prerequisite saying that in order to understand the difference between light and matter, the basic requirement is there some understanding of the absolute truth. Like mathematics and physics and chemistry, there are certain axioms from which in order to have a theory that based on this actions.
Bhagavad Gita, the Absolute Truth, Krishna, he expressed himself. Absolute Truth is the ultimate head without the subject matter of knowledge. He is Absolute Truth. Bhagavad. So, we have got this human form of life to inquire about the Absolute Truth. Jigyasu Deutam Tatmaturum Prabhupada Jigyasu Deutam. Unless one is Jigyasu intelligent, there is no need of accept a so-called fashionable guru. To accept guru is not a fashion style that everyone has to do. No. The Shastra says, Tasma guru prabhadesha vidyasu seva samap. One should accept guru when he is inquisitive, vidyasa. What about Shreya Uttama, the absolute, or the auspicity beyond this material world? Uttama. Tama means that, ignore. So here our position in this material world is that we are simply speculating in so many ways what is the ultimate cause. There are so many philosophers, but they are speculative without any definite knowledge. The Shastra says that speculative knowledge will not be successful at any time. In the Brahma Samhita, it is said that Panthasu Koti Satavastra Sampravanta Bayurathati Manaso Munipungava Manaso. By mental speculation, Munipungava, one who speculates, is called Muni. The Munipungava, Pungava means the most exalted Muni. If he simply speculates about the Absolute, how many years? Oh, Panthasu Koti Sato. It's like people are now going in the outer space to find out some shelter in the moon planet, in the Mars planet. Similarly, if you want to find out the Absolute Truth or the abode of the Absolute Truth, the description is there in the Shastra. Goloka naam nimija dham nitale tatastha devi mahesatari dham usute guru vedet prabhava nishayam hitasya jena govindamadi purisam samadhi. The topmost planet in the spiritual sky is the called Goloka. That is Krishna's place. Goloka nāmi nijadhāmi. And below this, there are Vaikuntha dhāmi. Unlimited number of Vaikuntha dhāmi. Goloka nāmi nijadhāmi salekhatasya dīrvi mahesu dhāmi. Devi Dham, which is called Devi Dham, this material world. And Mahesha Dham, the Shiva Lok. And Devi Mahesha, Paridhamasu. Paridhamasu means Vaikuntha. So these are the different status of Dhamma. we cannot calculate, estimate in this Devi Dhamma. This is called Devi Dhamma. This material world is called Devi Dhamma. It is controlled by Devi, Goddess Durga. Prithisthiti palaya sadhana sapti ka chahi vadasabhavarani vivat Durga. Ichchāna rupoti dastaca chesati sa govindam bhāvindam tamā. So, this Devi Dhamma is being controlled by a much powerful energy, Durga. Sisthisthiti palaya sādhana sakti. But she is acting as chāyīva, a shadow of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is also summarized in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya dhaksena paditi siyate sasara dharam hetuna nena kaunteya jagadvi vivastate. So in this way, if we study through this pastor, everything is there. We want to find out the absolute truth. How? Sastra so kusya, through the sastra, through the Vedic knowledge. In fact, that's the truth. We actually accept that Veda means knowledge. Bhakti Veda without jnani. Veda means thought, gas. So, Bin Hanka, the last stage of knowledge. The last stage of knowledge is the absolute truth. You have to go to that. So, that absolute truth, if you go on speculating, Pantha Sukhoti Satavatsa Samsam, that will not. Satavasya sampragam. By hundreds and hundreds of years, if you go on, it's speed. What is the speed? Panthasya koti satavasya sampragam. Bayuratha. Aeroplane, airplane, bayuratha. And what is the speed? Bayuratha. Panthas koti satavasta sampragam bayu tata. Manaso bayu, by the speed of air and mind. Mind is very speedy. You are sitting here, you can immediately remember 10,000 miles away. It is so speedy. So, even by the mind speed, you cannot, by going over this space, koti satavasra, many millions of years, still it remains unknown. So this is not the way to understand the absolute truth, but if we accept the daily process, aroha, avaraha, only knowledge comes from the absolute truth. Then it is possible. So, we, Krishnakantas, as a devotee, we try to understand the absolute truth by the grace of the absolute truth. The absolute truth is Krishna. Krishna says, matta parataram nanya kinchi sati dharanya and supreme. Vedaisya sarpai ahami vabhidyam. In this way, if we try to understand Krishna as he is speaking, as he has stated in the sastra, as it is accepted by the acharyas, then we can have some grace of the absolute truth. Just like Krishna says, Agava Bahunaitena kingyatena tabhagata vichyabhya aham idam krishnam ekasena sivulava. The expansion of the Absolute Truth, how it is working, so Krishna summarized before also that this material world, ekansena sita jagat, this material world. But that material world, this material world, we see only one universe to our desire. Similarly, there are millions of universes. Yasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanda kuti. Jagadanda means one universe. And in each universe, kotisu, akesa, yasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanda kuti, kotisu, akesa, vibhuti dindam. There are millions of planets, and each planet is different from them. That is God's creation. So, all this together, he comes in hospital, this material world, is one-fourth part exhibition of God's creation. And three-fourth part is in Vaikuntha Loka, spiritual world. So, by speculation, by our desire, it is impossible, but we can get a glimpse of knowledge of the Absolute when we receive through the Absolute Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Thank you.